Negative pleasure has deep roots in our subconscious. What is negative pleasure anyway? Sometimes we attach pleasure to very unfortunate and awful circumstances. Is it possible that you have attached unconsciously pleasure to any of the symptoms that you may be experiencing today? This is a possibility most people are unaware of. Their minds say, and their thoughts speak the following: of course I want to feel better. Is there any doubt about that? Who in their right mind would want to feel as lousy as I do today? Of course I would like to be able to dance as a ballerina. Of course I would like to be able to sing as Frank Sinatra. Of course I would like to be able to move with ease and fluidity. Of course I would like to be able to sleep at night from the beginning to the end without interruption. Of course I would like to be able to live my life with joy and pleasure and happiness and never find myself in that morose state of depression again. Can there be any doubt but that, of course, I would like to feel better? And all of that, I must tell you, is of course true. Of course, everybody would like to feel better who has pain, who has some symptoms that are perplexing and troublesome and discomforting. But there's another part of us, a part of us that is buried deep down inside into that dark cave of unconscious awareness. There is, as it turns out, an attachment that we make of pleasure to the pain that we are experiencing. This, as it turns out, is then why we often do not make good choices for ourselves about what can provide relief to our symptoms. It is what all of a sudden makes us immobile, unable to take positive action. Why is it that anyone has negative pleasure? It doesn't seem to make much rational sense, does it? Here's one explanation. When we are children, when we are young, we have a birthright. This birthright is the right to experience pleasure in our lives. We are anointed with this birthright. Right. Everyone gets it. We're not as children in this life to suffer pain. We are here in this life as children to experience joy and bliss and happiness. Given that's our birthright, what does a child then do who finds herself or himself confronting a situation where there is no pleasure or joy or happiness to be found? What happens to the child who finds themselves in a circumstance that is absolutely horrible. It is traumatic in every respect. What does the child do in that situation? The answer, as you might have already guessed, is the child attaches pleasure to the pain. It becomes a feeling that is comfortable. It becomes a feeling that is wanted by the child because of that unconscious attachment. It's an emotional attachment that happens very, very early in life. So you see, we as children do claim that birthright to pleasure when there is no pleasure to be found or experienced. We claim it anyway by finding pleasure in whatever painful experiences we were required to experience as children. Have you noticed, perhaps in yourself, but more than likely, certainly in others, that they married either their mother or their father? For example, when you get to know people, it's very oftentimes the case that you will learn that a good friend who is a woman had a father who was an abusive alcoholic. And then you observe they married the very same kind of person with the very same problems, a man who is abusive and who is an alcoholic. And as an observer of your friend, you might ask, how in the world could a woman make such a horrible choice? They knew what it was like to live in a family with a man who was abusive when they were drunk. They experienced it. They hated it. It was traumatic. Why would they invite that into their life again by marrying a man who was just like their father? And the answer is because the woman attached pleasure to the pain she experienced as a child. Again, this is not conscious. It is unconscious. So that when the woman meets a man who is just like her father, there is a bond of love that is formed, which comes, of course, from the love that she has of her own father. And there is, as it turns out, unfolding pleasure which occurs with each and every subsequent abusive experience that woman suffers. And as her friend, we ask ourselves, why doesn't she just walk away? Why does she take the abuse? Why does she insist on being there with him when he continues to hit her and hurt her? The answer is because, again, there is an unconscious attachment of pleasure to the abuse. Is this possibly something that may have happened to you? Have you an unconscious attachment of pleasure to the pain of symptoms that you are experiencing? I say again, this is unconscious. So when I ask the question, there is no conscious answer. Your conscious answer may be, well, of course I don't do that. Of course I don't. That's not rational. That's not smart. That's not anything I would think. And of course, that answer is perfectly correct. But that is the answer from your conscious mind. What about the part of you that you're not aware of? What about the unconscious part of you? There may be in that part of you that is not known that attachment, an attachment of pleasure to the horrible circumstances that you confront today. Are you somebody that finds you are stuck in the same place? Have you been told by one family member or another, or one friend and another, why not try this? Why not try that? Why not try this? Why not call this person? Why not call that person? And you never do any of that? Are you this person? Do you discredit every suggestion given to you? Do you discard every possibility you hear about? Are you stuck in the same place? Do you rely on a single source for all of your information about what to do? If so, there is the possibility that you have an unconscious attachment of pleasure to the pain that you are experiencing. This is a tough one for us all. I must say, all of us have negative pleasure about some things. All of us. The question that I raise for you is, do you have the attachment of pleasure to the symptoms of Parkinson's? Because if you do, and you do not make it conscious, you're not going to be able to set into motion a program of recovery that will succeed. So settle in, relax your body, invite the tissues of your body to settle in now and to release all of the tension that is being held in the moment. Taking a breath in and a breath out. Allowing your eyes to either remain open or shut, whatever feels most comfortable and right for the moment. Being aware of your surroundings. Connecting with your body and how your body feels now. With your attention focused on your breath. Scanning every tissue of your body from your toes, little to big, to your heels, to your ankles, to your thighs, to your knees, to your shoulders, to the fingers on your hands, to your thumbs, to your wrists, to your belly button, to your buttock, to your back, to your neck, to your chin, to your nose, to your ears, to your hips. Breathing into each and every place where there may be tension and inviting that tension to dissolve. In places where there may be discomfort calling out to you, simply acknowledging with your breath, there it is. There's that discomfort. And leaving it at that. It simply is what it is in the moment. Giving recognition to the miracle of your body now. And as you scan across each and every muscle and bone and tissue and organ of your body, what place in your body in the moment calls out to you? Notice me now. Notice me today. Where in your body do you find your attention directed to now? Place your focus and your concentration directly in that place now. Sink into this place, however it feels. Notice how the feelings may change and the sensations may change as you direct your focus on this single place in your body. Connect. Sink into this place. With focus and concentration, ask the question, what's here now? What is my body telling me now? Sink down further into this place now. Sink. 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 Go underneath the feeling at the surface. Sink down underneath what is there. In this place, can you sense or feel any tinge of pleasure? Can you sense or feel a sense of welcome familiarity? Is this place so familiar to you? Giving it up would feel horrible. As you do this work, ask yourself, where's the pleasure here for me? Check it out. For when there is negative pleasure, there will be both the acknowledgement of pain, true, genuine, authentic physical pain, and just underneath that, there is also coupled together the feeling of pleasure. Sweet, endearing, welcome, pleasure. Is pleasure there for you now in this place? Connect with the pleasure now, if it is to be found underneath the pain. Connect with it now. Acknowledge it now. Most importantly, make the pleasure conscious now. As you surface and identify the seed of pleasure that resides deep underneath this place in your body, hold it dearly next to you. And now, with your intention, reattach this feeling of pleasure to something in your life that is genuinely pleasurable. Reattach now. Reattach that feeling to what it is that does give you genuine and compelling joy. Convert it into positive pleasure. Take out now, with a pair of imaginary scissors, and in this place where there is a connection, if it is there in this place, between pleasure and pain, see the cord that connects the two in your imagination. For some places in your body, the cord may be very thick, the string attachments very strong. Using your imaginary scissors that have incredible tensile strength, sever the connection now. Cut the cord now. Separate the connection now. As that energy bubble of pleasure now begins to become frantic because there is no attachment, reattach that bubble of pleasure to something pleasurable in your life. Reattach, reattach now. It is pleasure and there's no reason to give it up. Just reattach it to something that truly does give you pleasure and joy in your life. Reattach now. In the place in your body where you have just separated out the pleasure which has been residing there now for many, many, many years, you may feel emptiness. It may feel vacant in that place in your body. Place your hand there, if you can place your hand there on your body, and fill it up. Fill that emptiness up with the intention to do all that is necessary to heal this place in your body that is calling out to you. Fill it up. Acknowledging whatever your body is telling you, free and clear. Receive the signal of what your body is telling you now. Get the information from your body about what it needs now to heal this challenge, whatever it might be. Listen. Use your own instincts. Draw on your own intuition. You now have a clear and direct connection to this place in your body, which is no longer confounded with the attachment of pleasure. Receive the true meaning of what your body is telling you now. step away now from this focus on your body in this place and at this time. Draw your attention now to your surroundings, to the sounds, to your breath. Congratulating yourself on the work that you have just done. Affirming the process that can be done over and over as different places in your body may call out to you, listen to me. Knowing that by this very same process, there may be an attachment of pleasure to the pain. Once it is made conscious in the work you have just done, it is oh so easy to detach the connection so that you can purify your understanding of what your body is communicating to you now. Find also in this work how much more joyful the joyful experiences are in your life, because you have enhanced all of the positive pleasures that you so dearly love and have always loved. May your week, may your month, may your year, may your life be full and replete of positive, endless pleasures.